When we think about AI, we mostly think about the beautiful, the magical things that it can do for us, helping us in our daily lives, creating beautiful images, driving our cars, delivering things to us. So it takes a lot of the cumbersome things out of everyday life, and it also creates beautiful things and helps us to be more creative. All of that is very positive. Of course, there's some fears about it taking jobs. That is a topic for another podcast episode. Personally, and also from historical experience, from historical knowledge, we know that new technology creates a lot more jobs than it takes. So that is not the topic of this episode. But here's another topic that's interesting. So in the gaming industry, because there is so much bullying, there is so much hate speech online in the voice chats, in the text chats, and they have a requirement, a legal requirement from the government to prevent that and to limit these cases of harassment, that they have to monitor that somehow. But there is so much player activity that you cannot do this with a team of people. And even if they try, even, for example, also Facebook has teams, every social media site has teams that have to monitor all these posts. That is very, very demanding for the people psychologically. And also it is much, much more than any group can handle. And that is also much, much too expensive. So what they're working on right now is to monitor that, to survey that with AI. So the AI is looking at everything that is said, it is written, it's looking at everything that is written in the chats. And then if there are cases where this is breaking the rules of the game, these will either be notified, so it is monitored by actual people, or they will be outright banned or blocked or be warned at least and then limited in their gameplay. Now, we already have this, for example, on Facebook, where an AI or software is looking at the posts and the comments that you write, that you share with other people. And if this is seen as dangerous, or maybe someone has flagged this post or comment, the machine decides if you get a warning or if you get banned. You can, of course, ask to this to be revised by an actual human, and then they will look at that. But they might come to the same conclusion. So even I, in my experience, had several cases on Facebook where I got warnings, where I got strikes from Facebook for things that have not been offensive in any way or harming in any way. But the system decided, no, this is bad, so you have to get a warning, which is very strange. If you think about it, and there is actually nothing you can do because there is no number, there is no email, there is no way to reach out to Facebook. Even as a creator with tens of thousands of followers, there is no way to contact them. So once you get a problem, you have that problem. That's it. So that is kind of worrisome. Especially when we take into consideration that these big social media sites, they have millions and hundreds of millions of users. So one more or one less user doesn't really matter to them. Even if it's a really big user, even if that big user makes them a lot of money, it's simply still just a very, very tiny amount of money compared to the overall system. So often they don't really care about that. And you will see that when you look online for different creators who have been banned from sites, who have been blocked from sites, often without a reason. Sometimes it gets reinstated. Sometimes it doesn't get reinstated. Sometimes the creators are so troubled with that that they will just quit the platform and move over to a different platform. But this can very well be, and I think it will very well be, a part of our new reality where AI is also making a lot of these decisions, which are based on the ideas and ideals of these companies, not necessarily on public agreement, not necessarily on the law of your country, especially because these are international pages, these are international services. So they apply mostly to the law, to the ideals, to the morals of the country where they come from, not so much to the rest of the world. So something might be completely okay in your region, in your country, but completely forbidden on that side because they just have a different set of morals, of understandings on how to do things. So in your book, you might do everything right and be an upright, good citizen, but in their book, you might do something wrong, wrong enough to get blocked or wrong enough to get a warning. And that's really interesting. Especially if we have machines making these decisions rather than humans, and if there is no instance where you can actually reach out to a human and say, hey, look at that, this is a misunderstanding, and if you actually look at it, you can clearly see this is not the case, there's actually no problem. So, that is a little bit troublesome. I think we will still find solutions because I'm always, especially when it comes to technology, an optimist, and we have to work out some problems. We have to make some experiences, and of course, mistakes are going to be made. But at the same time, these kind of automations, where it comes actually to decisions about your day-to-day life, about your day-to-day habit, they can have a lot of impact beyond just being wronged in a certain instance, because these systems, they form habits, they form culture, they form how we interact and even can interact with each other, because they are now the places, other than before it was public places, now these are the places where we meet, where we exchange, where we talk about topics, where we argue, and where in that, from that perspective, culture is created. Now, if that is monitored and limited by a machine and on a moral set and on the interpretation of the machine, of that moral set, that cultural space and that space where culture is created, it can drastically be changed, right? And it can also mean that maybe people will act differently because they know certain things are just not allowed on that page, even if it is okay. The interesting thing is you can actually see this on YouTube right now. So there are two different sets of rules on YouTube. The big companies, the big corporations who have the money and have the funds and pay the ads, they can do things that a normal creator cannot do on the very same platform. They can't say the same things, they can't show the same things, because you might get a strike, you might get banned from the platform if you do. And you can see in the content, and creators actually say that in their videos. They say, oh, I'm going to beep that from my own video because I might get banned. I'm not showing this because I might get a strike. You can even see this on Facebook in videos, when you watch videos, for example, about real crime, stuff like that, that parts of the video, certain words are muted or beeped by the creator because they know, well, Facebook is not going to allow that to be said. Even though the big corporations are allowed to be said, to say these kind of things in their shows, when they show their newscasts, when they post about their news articles, stuff like that, they can do it. You can't do it. Even if you have millions of followers, even if you make millions of dollars as a creator, you are still one of the many, and you still can't do what other people can do because they are the big networks. And that's really interesting. That you have two sets of rules, and that these sets of rules are controlled by the big corporations, and the big corporations also control the AI. Now, like I said, I'm an optimist. I think we will work this out. There might be some problems at the beginning, and then we find solutions. That this is not about any kind of conspiracy or thinking, they are bad, they do it wrong. I'm certain they have their reasons, and I'm certain there would be a lot more problems if we didn't have these rules, because there is so many crazy people out there. You wouldn't believe what kind of content would be on there if it was not regulated by the company. So in a certain, to a certain degree, that is good, even if we at a lot of points have to limit ourselves and what we can say and what we can show. And it's just a process of development. But this is a perspective on AI and AI actually controlling our lives and our freedom that is very interesting to look at, I would say. And I think in a certain degree right now it is also overlooked because people are so focused and so adamant about, oh, what is art and what is copyright and who can do what and why can you create an image but another person can't create an image, or they can draw it but you can't make it with a machine. Which is an interesting discussion, but it takes away from a much bigger problem, maybe, right? Okay, that's it for today. Let me know if you like this episode, and see you soon. Bye.